But he had a couple of winners, or they had a couple of winners on. I know he talks about team a lot, but she was very, very impressive, Elise. I'm referring, of course, to the trainer for Godolphin, James Cummings, who's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, James.
Yeah, good morning, James.
Really well, and thanks for your time this morning. I guess there was a little concern about condition of the track yesterday before Elise race, but no concerns after.
Yeah, she's never really gone quite that well on a soft track. She's got a soft track win next to her name at Warwick Farm in a maiden back in August as a 3-year-old. But the thing about that is, sometimes the track curators have to describe a track, and they might say that because there's a little bit of there's a bit of track being pulled out and it's a bit spongy on top, they might call it a soft track, but the times are not soft at all. The times are equal to a good 3 or a good 4. And that was the case on that occasion. So this is the first time that she'd actually needed to work hard and score a good win on a track where the times were consistent with a track that was like a 6 or a 7. And she was able to do that in really good style, I thought, and that was a real concern for me when we were deciding whether or not to leave her in the field.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, James. So, you know, when you're training your athletes or your horses in your case, you look for them to be able to adapt to the conditions on race day or game day. It must have given you a lot of confidence yesterday to produce that sort of performance on such a soft track.
Yeah, I think it's important to give horses the chance to adapt to different surfaces. You know, Roger Federer is a better athlete on grass than he is on clay. But there's not too many years he hasn't given himself a chance to win that major and Roland Garros. And, you know, I find it a fascinating thing how a horse can be so much better on a firm track than they can on the heavy. But it's one of the mysteries of the game, and you know, it's one of the mysteries of our sport. And I think that it can't hurt to give them a little bit more of an opportunity to excel under those conditions. But it does get to a point where you start to realise, well, am I better off just waiting for the opportunity where she gets her best chance? And that's what makes it once you get into a horse of once you get at that level, There's nowhere really to hide. You do question whether it's the right thing or not.
Yeah,
we're happy to stick solid with it and stick to the plan and maintain it. Preparation. She was able to show qualities that she hadn't shown before on that sort of track.
I sense a lot of confidence from you. I read with interest your post-race comments. She's a serious animal. To see her perform like that, weight for age, big thrill, extremely impressive. And I guess when you blow two horses out of the water like trapeze artist and Lee Romaine in the home straight, that must give you so much satisfaction.
Oh, look, it does, you know. And The challenge now is that she steps up to the Group 1 and the Futurity in Melbourne. In the winners' room with Jason Walsh, racing manager, and a couple of boys, and you know, the ATC, one of the ATC board members, Phil Morley, he presents us with the trophy, and he's desperate for us to stay in Sydney. What about running in the 1400 against Winx in 2 weeks? You don't want to run against her in 2 weeks. And you know what? That would be a mouth-watering clash. But from our perspective, the Futurity is a Group 1. It's a week later. It's that week closer to the All-Star Mile. So it does present really nicely. And whilst it would be an entertaining clash for anybody to see Elise in this sort of form come up against Winx, I think the right thing to do is to take her to the Futurity next time and have confidence going into a target like that, because you know, the field will just get stronger and she'll have a bit more to deal with. And she's had only one run at Caulfield, and it was a pretty solid third against an informal Aloysia and Shoals on that occasion and 1,000.
Mm. Yeah, Elise, $4.50 favourite for the All-Star Mile. So we'll be interested to see how that plays out from a polling point of view. The other winner for you yesterday, Immersement, very impressive as well. Did she surprise the stable, or were you expecting her to win in such a fashion?
Well, that filly had come back really well. Interesting, like 5 weeks ago, I thought I might just kick her off where, you know, I can enjoy the a taste of small fish there, because small fish, as I was always told, can make sweet eating. and I was nearly going to run her in a 6 furlong maiden at Newcastle the week before, but she just kept improving too quickly, and the Whitten Stakes was just jumping out at me as a race where my favourite, and as it turned out, there was another shooting to win filly in the race that had one star for 1 win at Canterbury. But the favourite horse in the end, well, as I predicted, was a debutante. And Immersement had the advantage of having raced in a gym crack. Mm. She had form behind Catch Me. I think for, as far as fillies go, that's as good a form as you'll find amongst the two-year-olds. And you know, I thought it's a good opportunity for her to do well straight off the bat. And she's a pretty classy filly, Immersement. I think she's definitely worth following. You know, as she sort of heads forward in maybe not the strongest 2 year old races, but just she might come along in the lesser one for the time being. I think you'll see her do well. I like the idea of running her in the Sweet Embrace. It's run on the 2nd of March at Randwick, and it's up to 1,200 meters. I think all those things are going to be really be in Immersement's favour, because she just likes to balance up and looks like she's going to go through her gears and appreciate ranging up over further. So that'll be an interesting one. That'll be an interesting filly for you to keep your eyes on.
$26 she is at present in the Golden Slipper market at tab.com.au. You have the top two in the market, To Sort and Exhilarates, $4.50 and $8 respectively. The aforementioned Catch Me is there at $11 as well. It was an interesting point brought up by Christian Nicoluzzi in the Sun Herald Racing today. James McDonald, after McLaren's win yesterday, has a decision to make. What's the situation with To Sort and James McDonald leading forward to the Slipper?
So James is going to trial at Tassort for us on the 11th of February. But, you know, horse trainers can turn up on the 23rd of March, some slipper day, and they can saddle up 4 runners in the slipper.
Yeah.
But jockeys, they can't ride one, lead one. They've got to make their decision. So it's very hard for James this far out to be, you know, thrust the question in front of him. Are you going to ride McLaren? Are you going to ride Tassort? You know? Yeah, he rode Accession as well. Accession put about 10 lengths on his rivals the last time he raced at Red. So, you know, James has got to decide what he wants to do, the best thing for him. And that's all right. We give him the opportunity to make that decision. But McLaren was very... I thought McLaren was very, very impressive yesterday. That horse has got... he's a beautiful rangy colt by Exceeding Excel. But he's got speed, and horses built like that don't always have speed. He's a beautiful horse, that horse, and I think he'd be a very interesting horse to keep an eye on too.
Absolutely. Well, he's right in the market, no surprise about that. $11 at tab.com.au. Good day for the Blue Army yesterday. It's been plenty of good days for the Blue Army of late as well. Congratulations on that, James, and really appreciate your time this morning as well.
All right, thanks, guys. Do you think Elise's going to get in the All-Star Mile top 10 match?
Well, see, here we go. This is the incredible thing about it. You can call it the All-Star Mile, but really it's a popularity contest. Yeah. You might win Miss Congeniality, but it doesn't mean you win the event.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do different to get her past the 2,100 votes of the 10th place vote holder right now? What are we going to do?
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, James. We will help you with your resources there at Godolphin, help you. And look, it's only a small fee that we'll charge. We'll help you in your push to have Elise into the All-Star Mile. How's that?
No, that'll be fine. I look forward to getting your invoice.
James, I'll look forward to writing it, to be honest. Thanks, mate. We'll speak again.
See you guys.
Good man. Thanks,
James Cummings here from Godolphin. I think Elise will be fine for the All-Star Mile. But if we can help in any way, shape or form, Mossy, and earn ourselves a little bit on the side, we're more than happy to do that.